Building dreams is how you make your living. Demand the performance of New Holland Construction Equipment from Midwest Tractor Sales in Baldwin, Breeze, Jerseyville, Newton, and Vandalia. They have the right equipment for your job, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, compact wheel loaders, and a host of buckets and attachments for added versatility. Midwest Tractor Sales is eager to show you how New Holland equipment features built-in visibility, stability, and comfort so you can work with higher level of confidence, speed, and accuracy. And you can rely on New Holland equipment for fuel efficiency, simple maintenance, and long service intervals that decrease your operating costs. Learn more about how you can build your dreams with performance of New Holland Construction. Stop by your local Midwest Tractor Sales for more information today.
Kane's Drugstore in Vandalia is an independently owned Health Mart pharmacy and is committed to the community. At a Health Mart pharmacy, you'll experience a warm, caring, compassionate expert dedicated to your health. Health Mart pharmacists have a personal commitment to their communities because just like you, they support their community. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned and hometown proud. That's Kane's Drugstore at 1401 North 8th Street in Vandalia. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Good morning, I'm Todd Stapleton with News Center. 27 degrees. We'll have your full weather forecast coming up. Few arrests from yesterday and overnight in Fayette County. 21-year-old Damian B. Lash of Brownstown was arrested on a failure to appear warrant. Lash remains in the Fayette County Jail. 31-year-old Carolyn E. Tedrick of Fillmore was arrested on a pending charge of animal neglect or cruelty. Tedrick remains in the Fayette County Jail. Ramsey Mann has facing two misdemeanor charges in Fayette County Court after an alleged incident earlier this week. 47-year-old Jason L. House has been charged with endangering the life or health of a child, which is a Class A misdemeanor. Information on the charge states that House is alleged to have caused or permitted a 4-year-old minor child to be placed in circumstances that endangered the child's life or health, and that House is alleged to have broken glass on the floor and refused to give the child back to their mother. House also charged with disorderly conduct, which is a Class C misdemeanor. Information on that charge says that House is alleged to have knowingly prevented the minor from leaving his residence on East 5th Street in Ramsey in, quote, such an unreasonable manner as to allegedly alarm the mother and minor child. House appeared in Fayette County Court on Thursday, has been released on a $5,000 recognizance bond. House will next appear in court with counsel on April 11th at 9 a.m. We will eventually see sunshine today, but it will be our coldest day of the week. But a warm-up is on the way. We'll start with cloudy skies this morning, but eventually see clearing today with a high of 35. We'll see winds out of the northwest gusting at better than 20 miles per hour. Tonight we'll see clear skies and cold with a low of 25. Meanwhile, a warm-up on the way for the weekend. We'll get into the upper 40s on Saturday, mid-50s on Sunday. News Center time is 7:34. News Center brought to you in part this hour by shelter insurance agent Kerry Mills, Kids Plumbing and Septic in Vandalia. We'll check more news up next.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from shelter insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
Contact shelter insurance agent Kerry Mills in Vandalia at 618-283-2842. When you need plumbing, septic, or excavation work performed, you need experienced technicians you can trust to do the job right at a fair price. And the call to make is Kids Plumbing and Septic in Vandalia. Whether it's residential or commercial work, call Kids Plumbing and Septic at 283-1355. That's 283-1355. Whether it's plumbing, septic, or excavation work, the call to make, Kids Plumbing and Septic. 283-1355. That's 283-1355 for Kids Plumbing and Septic in Vandalia. Governor J.B. Pritzker is hitting the road to tout his proposed Smart Start Early Childhood Development Program. The first stop was at Springfield's Early Learning Center, where the governor said that in the first year of the initiative, 5,000 new preschool spots will be added across the state. There's also a plan to provide child care workers with better pay.
The nation's first early childhood workforce compensation contract is going to bring stability to the field by increasing wages for a workforce that is primarily women and people of color, and it will enhance the quality of those programs.
Smart Start adds funding for early intervention and house home visiting efforts and dedicates capital dollars to expand or build new early childhood facilities. With the threat of a possible recession on the horizon, some are worried that Governor Pritzker's proposed budget is spending towards future tax hikes. The $49.6 billion budget is an increase of nearly $3 billion from last year. The governor says his budget includes less spending this year.
I've been very conservative about revenue estimates. And so going into the next year, we're actually proposing less revenue and lower spending overall than we had in FY23.
House Minority Leader Tony McCombie says the numbers don't add up.
Here we are at $2.7 billion in new spending and revenues down $1.42 billion. And those are his numbers that he provided. You know, where are we going to get this additional funding? It's certainly not sustainable for new programs.
Governor Pritzker's budget proposal includes a nearly billion-dollar boost for education. That includes allotting $250 million towards early childhood education with increased pay for child care workers and added preschool slots. The state's motion to delay responding to a federal lawsuit against Illinois' gun ban has been denied by a federal judge. There are four cases pending in Southern U.S. District Court. The state has already been ordered to detail, quote, each and every item banned in their response to three other lawsuits challenging the gun and magazine ban. In a separate federal case challenging the ban on guns and parts, Todd Vandermeid read out the judge's order issued on Thursday denying the state's motion to delay a response. The order notes the Illinois Attorney General is already required to respond in three other cases.
So there is no hardship by denying this extension. As such, defendants shall respond to 28 first motion for preliminary injunction on or before March 2nd.
Now, nearly 5 weeks into the ban, Vandermeid says the hardship being felt by many.
The gun shops and the citizens of Illinois that are suffering the most because they can't acquire stuff. The shops can't sell stuff.
The judge said in his order Thursday that the four cases have not been consolidated, but he wants them to maintain a similar schedule. A group of amateur balloonists based in Illinois says one of their small balloons is, quote, missing in action after reporting its last location over Alaska on Saturday. That's the same day a U.S. fighter jet shot down an unidentified object in the same area. The Northern Illinois Bottle Cap Balloon Brigade hasn't blamed the government for taking out one of its 32-inch wide balloons. In a blog on their post, the club noted that the balloon's last transmission near a small island off the west coast of Alaska was made after the balloon had been airborne for more than 4 months and circled the globe seven times. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is coming to Illinois next week. The Republican is scheduled to speak at an event on Monday in Elmhurst to members of Chicago's Fraternal Order of Police about law enforcement. The exact location has not been released. DeSantis is believed to be exploring a bid for the 2024 presidential nomination. Governor J.B. Pritzker warning that a Southern Illinois mental health center could be closed. The governor was asked about reports of mistreatment of residents at the Choate Mental Health and Developmental Center in Anna. Governor Pritzker says if the problem can't be fully addressed, the state should shut down the facility. The employees at the center have been charged criminally more than a dozen times since 2019. News Center time is 7:40. News Center brought to you in part this hour by Durbin's Overhead Door and Construction and St. Peter Insurance. Experience folks that you've known and trusted for decades. That's Durbin's Overhead Door and Construction. Durbin's Overhead Door and Construction has better than 40 years of experience on their crew, and they're family owned and operated. Work performed by folks you know and trust. They're Vandalia's only local garage door service company. Durbin's Overhead Door and Construction installs, repairs, and services garage doors for both residential and commercial. And Durbin's also does commercial playground installation. You can give them a call at 283-4863. That's 283-4863. You can also visit their website at durbinsoverheaddoor.com, or you can check them out on Facebook. That's Durbin's Overhead Door and Construction in Vandalia. St. Peter Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual are always looking out for your tomorrow because they keep their promise to help protect what's important to you. They'll be ready for whatever tomorrow brings, finding new ways to serve their policyholders. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact St. Peter Insurance Agency, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 618-349-6255 today. Trust in tomorrow, a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Here's what's playing this weekend at StarMax Cinemas in Vandalia. Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, Magic Mike's Last Dance, Knock at the Cabin, 80 for Brady, and Puss in Boots, The Last Wish. To check out showtimes, go to StarMaxCinemas.com, check them out on Facebook, or by calling 618-699-4040 at StarMax Cinemas in Vandalia. Time for a check of your agriculture news from the Cromwell Ag Radio Network. It's brought to you this hour by South Central FS.
Are you someone who takes pride in your work? Are you looking for a place where you can start a long-term career? South Central FS has opportunities for you. We are hiring seasonal general laborers, CDL drivers, and full-time equipment operators at a location near you. We are looking for responsible, hardworking people who enjoy working in agriculture. We offer a great benefits package, including a 401k match and a retirement pension program. To learn more and to apply, contact your local South Central FS location or check out our career page at southcentralfs.com.
I'm Jeff Nally on the Cromwell Ag Radio Network. This look at farm news is brought to you by Rule King and by the Kentucky Soybean Promotion Board. Nutrition is going to be a big issue in developing the farm bill. A ban on former drug offenders qualifying for federal nutrition assistance, that surfacing is a possible issue in debate on the next farm bill. Senate Ag Committee's two black members both raised concerns about the ban during a hearing yesterday on SNAP and other nutrition assistance programs. The ban hasn't been controversial in previous farm debates, but Cory Booker of New Jersey and Raphael Warnock of Georgia didn't join the committee until 2021. Booker called the ban penny wise and pound foolish. Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow is brushing off the GOP concerns that the farm bill is going to be harder to pass because of the increase expected in the cost of SNAP benefits. SNAP, quote, is always a target in farm bill debate, so this year is no different, she told reporters yesterday. The committee's top Republican, John Bozeman of Arkansas, is arguing SNAP is crowding out other farm bill programs. Finally, as if perhaps more proof was needed, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reporting yesterday, kids aren't getting enough fruits and vegetables. Based on survey data, CDC says that last year about a third of children did not eat a daily fruit, and nearly half didn't have a daily vegetable. I'm Jeff Nally.
Obituary information brought to you in part this hour by Wilms & Associates.
Hi, this is Carrie Holding from Wilms & Associates. For all your home, auto, business, and life insurance needs, please give me a call at 283-0120 or stop by our office at 411 West Gallatin Street, Vandalia. As an independent agency, we represent several highly rated insurance companies, and we work for you. one reason why we are the agency that sets the standard.
Funeral services for 88-year-old Rose Phoebe Cave of Farina will be held at 11 o'clock today at Freedom's United Church in Christ in Farina. Visitation will be 1 hour prior to service. Burial will be held at Farina Cemetery. Memorials may be made to Freedom's United Church of Christ or to the choice of the donor. Online condolences may be expressed at PagelFuneralHome.com. Once again, that's funeral services for 88-year-old Rose Phoebe Cave of Farina. Funeral services for 98-year-old Alvina H. Nofsinger of Vandalia will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Vandalia, with burial to follow in Fairlawn Cemetery in Vandalia. Visitation will be from 10 until 11 on Saturday at the church. Memorials may be made to Fayette County Hospice, Fayette County Hospital Long-Term Care Activity Fund, or to Holy Cross Lutheran Radio Ministry. Miller Funeral Home in Vandalia is in charge of arrangements. Online memories and condolences may be shared with a family at millerfh.net. Once again, that's funeral services for 98-year-old Alvina H. Nofsinger of Vandalia. Funeral services for 78-year-old Nancy Lou Pryor of Brownstown will be held at 3 o'clock Saturday at Geese King Funeral Home in Brownstown, with burial to follow in Pilcher Cemetery in rural Brownstown. Visitation will be 2 hours prior to services from 1 to 3 on Saturday. Memorials may be made to the CJD Foundation Incorporated, Brownstown High School Alumni Fund, or to the choice of the donor. Once again, that's funeral services for 78-year-old Nancy Lou Pryor of Brownstown. News Center time is 7:47. Obituary information brought to you in part this hour by Holt and File Funeral Home.
It's not the kind of thing we like to talk about, but it's something we all must face. You can make things easier on the ones you love by pre-planning your funeral arrangements. Holt and File Funeral Home in Vandalia will listen to your needs. They'll offer choices for your arrangements and make sure all your questions are answered. Holt and File Funeral Home, a name you know and trust. Call 283-3434 for more information. Holt and File Funeral Home, comfort and compassion when you need it most.
The FNB Community Bank is offering short-term CD specials. 4.06% APY on a 91-day CD, 4.14% APY on a 182-day CD, 4.29% APY on a 7-month CD, 4.07% APY on a 9-month CD, and 4.04% APY on a 20-month CD. A minimum balance of $1,000 is required to obtain the annual percentage yield on their CD specials. Visit them online at www.thefnb.com or call 618-283-1141 for more information. The FNB Community Bank, Vandalia, Greenville, Mulberry Grove, Ramsey, and Patoka, member FDIC.
In sports, Vandals wrestlers will be back at it today as they get set for day two of the individual state tournament. On day one, Dylan Hinton at 132 and Owen Miller at 138 both won twice to advance to the semifinals in their respective weight classes. At 160, Eric McKinney won his first match yesterday but fell in the quarterfinals last night. Logan Nance at 152, Wyatt Dothager at 195, both lost their first round matches yesterday afternoon. Today will be first round wrestlebacks starting at 11. Second round of wrestlebacks will then get going at 1:30. And the semifinals will be tonight at 7 p.m. all at State Farm Center in Champaign. The Vandals wrapped up regular season basketball action last night as they defeated Gillespie on the road 63-52. Reed Well had 22 points, Tanner Robbins with 18 points, 15 of those in the second half. Matthew Hagee with 12 as the Vandals finish up the regular season at 16-15 overall, 6-3 in the South Central Conference. The Vandals begin the postseason tomorrow as they'll host Litchfield at 3 o'clock in the regional quarterfinals. After already claiming the National Trail Conference Tournament Championship a few weeks ago, the Altamont Indians completed their conference schedule on Thursday night with a 62-42 win over Windsor Stoustraws to claim the regular season conference title, as well as they go perfect on the year in the NTC at 8-0. For Altamont, Mason Robinson had 21, Dylan Elam with 11, Avery Yarhouse and Caden Miller with 8 points each for the Indians, who improved to 25-4 on the season and go 8-0 in the NTC. The Altamont Indians have won 20 of their last 21 after starting the season at 5-3. Altamont will begin postseason play tomorrow night as they'll take on Mulberry Grove at 7 p.m. Cotton Herrick Beecher City girls basketball will try to do something they came up just short of doing last year, and that's bring home a regional championship. CHBC will be at Neoga tonight to take on the 29-3 Lady Indians of Neoga. Regional championship game gets underway at 7 o'clock tonight. That's a look at news and sports during this 7:30 News Center. I'm Todd Stapleton. News Center time is 7:51. We'll check weather up next. Do you have a game plan for retirement? Having a game plan in place can help you win the retirement game. A plan will keep you on track and help reach your goals. Game Plan Investment financial advisor Brock Brannon offers financial planning and investment advice and can help you develop a game plan that's right for you. Game Plan Investment financial advisor Brock Brannon is at F&B Community Bank's Financial Center on Banker Boulevard, or you can call at 283-5238. That's 283-5238 for Game Plan Investment. Investment financial advisor Brock Brannon. For today, we will see gradually clearing skies later on today with a high of 35. Winds out of the northwest gusting better than 20 miles per hour for today. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 25. For tomorrow, Saturday, increasing clouds with a high of 49. It is 27 degrees in downtown Vandalia.